Nolte, CBS staff angry next evening news anchor Tony Dukopel is mediocre straight white man. By John Nolte on December 10, 2025. The leftist, DEI rotten side CBS News is so pervasive staffers are running to the media to lash out at Tony Dukopel over his promotion to anchor of the CBS Evening News. Many staffers at CBS News are not thrilled with editor-in-chief Barry Weiss tapping Tony Dukopel as the next anchor of the network's flagship nightly news broadcast, reports The Independent, describing the CBS Morning's host as a mediocre straight white man who only got the job because his views align with Weiss' pro-Israel stance. There are reports that Weiss had hoped to bring Brett Baier or Dana Perino over from Fox News and sit them in the CBS Evening News anchor chair. We can only savor what that internal rage would have looked and sounded like had it happened. It's an insult to the storied news giants who came before him, someone described as a CBS News reporter told The Independent. Why all this rage? Because last year, Dukopel stepped off the corporate media's fascist narrative plantation one time. A single time, to press Ta-Nehisi Coates on his glaring anti-Semitism. That's it. That's all it took for Dukopel's CBS colleagues to turn on him. Coates is one of the most hateful elites in America. But the corporate media love him because, like them, he hates Israel, America, and Western civilization. This means he has been declared off-limits to criticism. He is a precious. Dukopel actually challenged the precious, so now he's no longer allowed in the club. Tony's pro-Israel slant is exactly what Barry wants, this CBS reporter told The Independent. She likely caught the attention of the Ellisons after using that leaked audio from the CBS editorial meeting about Tony's unhinged, off-script, xenophobic questioning of Ta-Nehisi Coates last year. Does this sound unhinged or xenophobic? He's clearly been rewarded with the evening news throne, the source continued and then added these sour grapes, although some might argue it's more of a toilet seat now. Tony violated protocol with his interview with Coates and got embarrassed when it went viral for the wrong reasons. He pouted and was protected by Shari Redstone and now Barry, a second crybaby said. A third crybaby complained that Bibi apologists will now have full reign to change the narrative on Israel and accused Weiss of pushing an anti-diversity agenda. This is all about protecting Israel and punishing people, O.F., Sialor. How unoriginal to give the job to a mediocre straight white man who can't ask a tough question unless it aligns with his own personal agenda, said another source. It's an insult to the storied news giants who came before him. These are not professionals. Rather, these are shallow, bigoted, wholly ignorant and entitled babies who should never be allowed to be a crew chief at a McDonald's, much less infest a newsroom. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.